Kim Jong-il kicked out of Hard Rock Cafe for violating long-standing rule against bringing a nuclear weapon inside. 20th of October 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UNnews. Shandy City, North Korea. Kim Jong-il was frustrated earlier today when he was asked to leave the local Hard Rock Cafe for flagrantly violating the no nuclear weapons allowed inside rule. The unfortunate incident occurred during Mr. Kim's 29th birthday party, the latest of several 29th birthday parties for the beloved leader. While he was waiting by the bar for a seat closer to Keith Moon's drums, bartender Sheila McCourt happened to notice the modified Teller Ulam fission device that he was carting along with him in a wheelbarrow. While Mr. Kim protested the removal in writing after being forcibly ejected, citing that he had the right to bear arms and had not actually violated the policy which prohibited nuclear weapons, plural, and he only had one. However, the restaurant main office refused to apologize or change its policy. A press release was obtained by UNnews, which states in part, quote, hyper-technical interpretation of the fact that the word weapon was pluralized in the text of this rule does not excuse Mr. Kim's irresponsible and dangerous behavior. We have only two rules, and we are the final arbiters of how they shall be interpreted. Clearly, having one weapon violates the intent of the rule, if not its text. If we give Kim a break on this, people will think the rule is some sort of joke, and before you know it, every one of our restaurants will be full of nuclear weapons. We cannot allow a future where Hard Rock Cafe patrons have to worry about getting in a tense situation which could escalate into a nuclear war. People who want to rid themselves of that kind of trouble can do so outside of the Hard Rock Cafe. All we ask is that they leave our patrons in peace to eat overpriced food while looking at a guitar, that Jerry Garcia may have possibly looked at one time, we think. Unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.